to this week's episode of the Book Circle. This week we read the book The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Do you want to talk about it, Katie?
I actually haven't finished it, but in my opinion it's a great book up to this point.
How much have you read so far? Have you gotten to the point where Charlie's at a party with Sam?
You mean where he gets stoned and wants a milkshake?
Exactly, that one. It was so funny to read.
It truly was. I have already gotten to the part where Charlie finds out that Sam is leaving the city for a year to go to university. It's so sad.
Right, that was a heartbreaking part. But that's what I like about this book. There are so many different sides to the story. There are sad bits as well as happy ones, and parts where you can't stop laughing.
Yes, I believe what makes it so great are the different characters, with all their different emotions, habits and personalities. For me, I like Charlie the most. He's got such an interesting personality, and you can retrace all of his worries, pain and thoughts by the way he writes.
You've got a good point there.
What about your favorite character?
I favor Sam. She's got so many good views on life and everything what a perfect character needs. She's funny, she's smart, she's kind and honest. All in all, she's just lovely.
You're absolutely right. But same goes for Patrick. To be honest, all characters are awesome.
I totally agree. I admire Patrick for the way he treats Charlie and that he's like a big brother to him. I like the part where he's disappointed about love and spends the night with Charlie drinking and talking about his time with Brett.
Yes, it's so melancholic. I loved it.
Me too. But there are so many other good scenes. For example, the part where it all unravels. You know when...
Whoa, stop. I haven't finished it yet. Although I have also watched the movie, I don't know how the book deals with this scene yet.
Alright, I'm sorry. I forgot you're a slow reader.
Normally I'm slow, but this book gripped me. I couldn't put it away for a second. It's such a page-turner. I have started a few days ago and I'm already at page 176. It is so easy to read. I love that about this book.
I absolutely agree with you. The author did such a good job at making it interesting for a younger audience like we are. You can relate to so many characters in the book, especially with Charlie, since it's written from his perspective. There are so many beautiful parts where you wish you were there with him and his friends.
Good point. I'm thinking about the scene in the movie where Charlie, Sam and Patrick are driving through a tunnel. Sam opens the car roof, stands up and raises her arms. It was so fascinating.
Ah, it truly was. It was definitely the best scene in the movie. What do you think of the movie in general?
I believe it was great.
No way! It was a disaster! The scene you described was so much better in the book. Listen to this. I've got my book with me.
There's something about the tunnel that leads to downtown. It's glorious at night. Just glorious. You start on one side of the mountain, and it's dark and the radio is loud. As you enter the tunnel, the wind gets sucked away, and you squint from the lights overhead. When you adjust to the lights, you can see the other side in the distance, just as the sound of the radio fades to nothing, because the waves just can't reach. Then, you're in the middle of the tunnel, and everything becomes a calm dream. As you see the opening get closer, you just can't get there fast enough. And finally, when you think you'll never get there, you see the opening right in front of you. And the radio comes back even louder than you remembered. And the wind is waiting. And you fly out of the tunnel onto the bridge. And there it is, the city. A million lights and buildings, and everything seems as exciting as the first time you saw it. It really is a grand entrance.
Alright, it is a very good passage, but that doesn't mean that the scene in the movie is bad.
I'm not saying that it is bad, but you still don't get the feeling that it is described in the book. Also, the movie was only filled with the key moments, and it was totally missing out all the points that make the story so special. They only used that many scenes so you can understand the plot.
I get your point, but I think we have to agree to disagree here. Wouldn't it be way too long if the whole book was put into a movie? Who would want to watch a film lasting 5 hours?
I'd rather watch a good movie that lasts 5 hours than a bad one that doesn't even last 2 hours.
Whatever. What I found more disappointing was that they changed all the little details in the movie. For example, in the movie Sam has a short haircut, whereas in the book I pictured her with long hair.
Yes, I hate it when they change the details. It's like they want to make their own thing, but they basically just copy the author's ideas.
You're right. All in all, the book opened my eyes about friendship, and I would recommend it to everyone, even if you don't like reading.